This is episode 1982 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Okay, time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Oh, and I... You know, we have stories that are national nightmares, or they're just going to resurface and resurface. Mm. And this is going to be one of those that's going to be like, it's going to burn on me real quick.
Oh, you're going to get burnt.
It's going to burn after a while. I'm going to get tired of it.
Okay.
But by golly, I'm still kind of interested.
Okay.
When eyewitness spotted Bennifer Partrey.
Oh.
On a dinner date in West Hollywood.
Wait a minute.
Jennifer and Ben were sitting in...
She was in Miami on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then she's here in California on Monday or whatever day. Couldn't have been later than Monday.
That's what planes are for.
I got that, but it's like, you know, I wonder. So you're Jennifer Lopez, and of course you fly first class.
It was on Monday.
Oh, okay. It was on Monday. And you fly first class.
Uh-huh.
Do you take, like, a late night plane so that nobody recognizes you? Or do you just get in and hope that nobody like bothers you and wants your
or
whatever?
With Jennifer Lopez money, do you just charter a private jet?
Yeah, that is true, huh? Because those are actually
she's
almost
not
as
flying
cheap.
A regular plane.
Nah, probably not, huh?
No, not yeah, her.
She's got Jennifer Lopez.
Other
money.
People would, but she won't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I'll rescind that comment.
So on Monday, an eyewitness says Bennifer Partrey had dinner at the rooftop restaurant. I'm going to butcher the name. Meroy Moreau.
What's how's it
it's
spelled?
It's M-E-R-O-I-S.
That would be Meroy.
Meroy.
I think. Correct us if we're... Spot us. Somebody spot us.
If you care.
M-E-R-O-I-S.
Because I don't.
Spot us.
Anyway, also there were Jennifer 1/3's manager, Benny Medina, and movie producer, Elaine Goldsmith.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm sorry, Goldsmith Thomas. And it looks like Ben and Jen weren't afraid to show a little PDA, baby.
While they're conducting business, or a business dinner, maybe.
Wait
a minute. Now, nobody even saw this coming. Are they working on a movie together?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe they're in character already. Maybe they're not together.
Oh, yes.
Maybe they're method acting.
Method acting. That's it.
I think that's what's happening.
Immersive acting.
They're doing it. They're doing it.
They're doing it.
We know it.
According to the eyewitness, Ben had his arm around Jennifer at dinner.
Oh, my.
And she kept leaning into him.
Oh, she was leaning.
Leaning.
She was leaning. Remember when people used to lean?
I had never heard that until while you were sleeping.
It's a movie with Sandra Bullock, While You Were Sleeping.
And Bill Pullman.
And Bill Pullman.
It's one of my favorite movies.
And it's like, because he's leaning.
Joe Fusco Jr.
Because he's leaning. I saw him over here. He was
leaning.
He's leaning. Anyway, continue.
I got to watch that movie now.
Continue.
All right. So anyway, supposedly they were cuddling at the table.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And when it was time to leave, they walked out hand in hand with
J-Lo
resting her head on his shoulder.
This is the first time we've seen them walk out together hand in hand.
Yes.
Not that they were fooling anybody that they were doing it when they came out of the house and she came down the stairs first.
Right.
It was like, what's that supposed to...
With a big smile
on her
face.
What are we supposed to think about? It's like, you guys...
With a big old smile on
her
face.
You've been getting busy.
Yeah, but that's...
You've been getting busy, you guys.
Okay, so we know that.
Yeah.
But they're hand in hand. She's leaning her head
All
on her
right.
shoulder.
This is it.
It's official.
It is official.
Not that it wasn't,
yeah,
but it is.
I know. Whatever. Okay. I'm satisfied, by God. I don't
well,
know
as long
about
as
you,
you're satisfied, the rest of it really doesn't matter. And Dolly Parton is too fabulous for sweatpants.
Dolly is too fabulous for a lot of things. I'm going to say that
true.
Right there. Because Dolly Parton, I don't care what anybody says, Dolly Parton is also...
A national treasure.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
She's earned it. Every bit of it.
She will gracefully. Now, nobody can take Betty White's place.
Oh,
ever.
Hell no. No.
But she will gracefully become the matriarch of the.
Oh, sure she will.
Of the National Treasure Club once.
Bless
you
your heart. Just bless your heart.
Hey, I'm going to say it again because I got to get this out there. Growing up in the South.
Yeah.
In Southern, or spending time in the South.
Yeah.
Growing up in, they call it the Southwest. It's not the Southwest. Texas is not the Southwest.
Yeah.
Anyway, growing up in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Being raised by, anyway, spending time in the South.
Mm-hmm.
The words bless your heart never meant what it does today.
They just didn't tell you.
And
you weren't in on the joke.
Cheesy grits were not a thing at the time.
Cheesy grits are a thing.
I'm telling you.
Well, bless your heart. Dolly Parton. We're talking about Dolly.
I don't wear sweatpants, she said in an interview Monday. But I do like to be comfortable like everybody else. I have my own little house clothes, just a little dress type teddy, a long teddy. Then I have a little jacket or shirt to match it if I get cold. God. Her husband's a lucky man. She says, I call them my baby clothes because they're soft like a baby. But I don't wear sweat clothes.
She does not wear sweat clothes. Well.
But if you're wearing a little teddy, it's like, she's kind of short anyway.
She's very short.
Yeah. And so she probably looks like a little girl.
Probably.
She also continued to rock a full face of makeup nearly 24/7 during quarantine.
Why? She even slept in her makeup.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she says you
does
never.
Does she not want her husband to see her?
my birth mom, she used to tell me.
Yeah.
Her husband never saw her without makeup.
That's like the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
She'd always get up and she'd put her makeup on in the dark if she had to.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So, she says, you never know if there's going to be an earthquake or a tornado or a storm.
Sure. We're going to need to be made up. Nobody else on the block will be made up. Some people will be in their underwear, but that's okay. Dolly will be made up.
That's right. She might have to go out in the middle of the night.
On the front lawn. Yes, she'll be made up, by God.
But then she does all her beauty work in the morning. Typically, I mean, she wakes up at about 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Washes her face.
Oh, my God.
Starts to put on her favorite makeup.
I wonder how long that takes. You know who actually is a natural beauty? I don't think I've ever seen her in much makeup. And that is, of course, our Halle Berry. And I doubt she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to put makeup on. I just do. But I also think that when she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, she's not wearing pants. I think that's her deal. She doesn't wear pants.
She's not even wearing clothes.
She's probably got baby clothes, too. All right, enough. Who cares? We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, Anne.
She doesn't have any clothes. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.